Hi, this is Steve Ashley with the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes. Today, I'm looking back on some of the CD releases of 2018, which, it has to be said, wasn't a great year for new albums. Those that did appear, though, are of top quality, technically and artistically. The first to arrive in my inbox was Zach Frame's It's About Time, featuring the Wurlitzer in the Organ Piper Pizza, Milwaukee, where Zach is one of the resident players. Irving Berlin's Alexander's Ragtime Band, a track from Zach Frame's CD It's About Time, which I reviewed in July this year. On my trip to Los Angeles in June for the American Theatre Organ Society convention, I was given two of three new CDs released by the Embassy Theatre in Fort Wayne, Indiana, both of which I reviewed in that show in July. The artists who were also on the concert roster in Los Angeles were Mark Herman and Richard Hills. Here's Mark with I Know Why and So Do You, and Richard with I Like America from Noel Coward's 1950 stage musical Ace of Clubs. Thank you. Mark and Richard's CDs featured the original installation page organ in the Embassy Fort Wayne and were produced to celebrate the 90th birthday of the opening of the M. Boyd Theatre, as it was back then in 1928. The third CD, which arrived by mail direct from the Embassy, featured the theatre's long-time resident artist Buddy Nolan, with tracks supplied by listener Eric Schmiedeberg and audio restoration by yours truly. Here's a Rodgers and Hart gem from 1925, Manhattan. Manhattan, Buddy Nolan and the Embassy Fort Wayne Page Organ, taped in an impromptu session in 1956 and released on CD in 2018. Dave Wickerham, who now manages a theatre in northern Michigan, released I Found a Million Dollar Baby on his 1 Hour With You CD in 2018, featuring the Wurlitzer Hybrid in the Unks residence in Erie, Pennsylvania. I Found a Million Dollar Baby, Dave Wickram and the Unks Wurlitzer Hybrid. Australian artist Cliff Bingham has recently retired from full concert work, and to celebrate some 25 years on the organ circuit, he produced a 2-CD set of in-concert performances on various instruments throughout Australia. I'll be taking a more in-depth look at this release in a future show, but for now, here's Cliff and the Wurlitzer in the Town Hall in Moorabbin, a suburb of Melbourne, with That's You.
Thank you.
Band of Records in San Francisco is steadily releasing recordings of George Wright that have been in the vault since its previous owner, Terry Cutchell, retired. To close today's Hot Pipes, I have two tracks from the most recent releases. The first, complete with announcement by George, was taped in 1976 in concert on the Portland organ grinder Wurlitzer, while the second is from a King Records release of 1950, featuring the Wurlitzer in the Paramount Theatre, New York. Here's the tango, Caminito, followed by Rodgers and Hart's Falling in Love with Love.
Here is a tango, and to me this is one of the most beautiful of all the tangos. It means little street or a little avenue or a little lane or something. I don't know, whatever it means. It's a nice song. Caminito. Thank you.
Caminito and Falling in Love with Love, two recent releases that were restored and mastered by myself for Banda Records, and I hope to be able to supply those CDs in Europe very shortly. I shall be back in the new year with more great Theatre Pipe tracks, so until then, a happy and healthy 2019 to all. And, for now, it's goodbye from Steve Ashley.